The legislature started just yesterday, but already the clock is ticking down. Lawmakers have 140 days to take care of all the state's business. Thousands of bills will be filed. Only a fraction will become laws. KEI's Christopher Connolly takes a look at some of the criminal justice issues that are likely to get a lot of attention.
If you ask a bunch of criminal justice wonks about hot topics in the Texas legislature this year, one issue dominates.
I think the largest issue that criminal justice policy experts will be facing in Texas in 2019 will likely be bail reform and pretrial release decision making.
Money bail is one of the most corrupt and broken parts of the justice system here in Texas.
This is our top priority this legislative session. The legislature absolutely must address our broken cash bail system.
That's Mary Mergler from Texas Appleseed, Nick Hudson from the ACLU, and Derek Cohen from the Texas Public Policy Foundation. The reason advocates say bail is broken is that tens of thousands of people are stuck in Texas jails on any given day, not because they're a risk to public safety, but because they don't have enough money to make bail or pay a bail bondsman to get them out. Derek Cohen says now power players in Texas are calling for a better system. The governor, the state's two top judges, and lawmakers across the political spectrum.
We just need to have a better product that looks at risk as opposed to just whether somebody has $500 in their pocket or not.
Back in the 80s, most people in jail were there because they'd been convicted of a crime. It was punishment. That's not true anymore. Today, three-quarters of inmates in county jails in Texas have been arrested for a crime, but not yet convicted. Many are there because they don't have the cash to get out. And that costs taxpayers about $1 billion a year. It's led to lawsuits in Harris and Dallas counties. And Nick Hudson from the ACLU says the costs go deeper.
People lose their jobs, their housing, and even their families. And this happens so commonly that entire communities are impacted. And none of this is necessary. There are more effective ways to get people to come back for their trials.
Lawmakers are looking at requiring judges to make bail decisions, at least in part by using data and research to help predict whether someone is likely to skip court if they're released or to commit another crime while they're out. These risk assessment tools look at things like age and prior criminal record and whether they've skipped court before. Mary Mergler from Texas Appleseed.
The legislature has the opportunity to create a pretrial justice system that both maximizes the safety of our communities while also ensuring that all Texans, rich or poor, are treated fairly and equitably.
Over the last decade, criminal justice reform issues have been a bipartisan bright spot in the Texas legislature. Another top priority this year for both the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation and the liberal ACLU is an overhaul to the state jail system. Over the past couple years, lawmakers have been looking into these state-run facilities. They were set up in the 90s to give what Derek Cohen calls a megadose of treatment to people who commit drug-related crimes.
Well, the problem is we never actually funded the rehabilitation component, so we ended up making a system of short-term warehousing for offenders that either had, you know, persistent drug addiction or, you know, low-level felony offenses.
Now, state jails have worse recidivism rates than either state prisons or county jails. Nick Hudson from the ACLU says more than half of those released from state jails in 2013 were convicted of another crime within 3 years.
Taxpayers are spending around $165 million per year on state jails and basically throwing that money into a system that fails to address the underlying causes of criminal behavior like substance use disorder.
For Mary Mergler from Texas Appleseed, a priority is reducing the way that criminal justice costs make poor people more vulnerable. She says fees, fines, and surcharges, if left unpaid, leave people subject to stiff penalties, including jail time.
There are so many ways in which our criminal justice system punishes people simply for not having enough money and traps them in a cycle of debt and poverty.
Mergler hopes Texas will make more progress to reduce that debt cycle this year. But as with bail and state jail reform, there's a lot that can happen before the legislature adjourns, and even bills with broad support may not make it into law. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.